Mike Bisaglia here from SevillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to Runcast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Runcast. Leading up to the, leading right through the holidays here, actually. We're celebrating Hanukkah. If you're getting ready for Christmas, it's kind of a very special time in the life of the Lorenzoni family and our Ragged Mountain family and a lot of our close friends. And at the same time, I remind folks, this is, you know, because it's a time where the change routine, work, getting out early, getting a week off, getting days off, spending a lot more time, you get social gatherings and family gatherings, eating more, and you know, you've got this reason and that reason to be being pulled from your routine. It's even that much more important to keep exercising this time of year. I don't buy the excuse that, yeah, I took a couple weeks off because of the holidays. I mean, in reality, you have more time to, if you're away from work, to get out and get your walk or run in. Somebody said, I can't believe you're going to go out and run on Christmas Day. I don't even understand what that means. It's a family time. We go out together. It's, for me, it's a nice relaxing run. I don't have to worry about rushing back and getting in the shower and heading to work. I mean, I can talk afterwards and hang and socialize with family and friends. I mean, I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock and we're going out for a run. I'm not that obsessed with it. We'll go out at 11 o'clock. It's a treat. So normally we run at 6 in the morning. Obviously got family Christmas tradition that I'm just as excited as I go to bed than on Christmas Eve as I think my kids are. I can't wait for the next morning for opening the packages and, you know, and going through that whole ritual. I love it. But exercise should not take a backseat during the holidays. And you're eating more, you're drinking more, and you're more sedentary, lying around watching movies, sitting around, reading. That's great. But get out and stay consistent with your exercise. Very important.
And the weather's been, I mean, it's been
so
warm.
Well, you think not good, but 2 years ago, right now, we were still digging out of 2.5 feet of snow.
That's right.
2.5 feet of snow. And
forgot about that.
The town was under siege.
Yep.
Our business was in the toilet, as everybody else was that week.
Right.
On the 19th, that storm came in on a Friday night and just killed that weekend and killed the next week. And really, we were tiptoeing around on our yak tracks, you know, our little snow tire. We sell those things. I love them. I wear them myself, and I'm glad we have hardly sold any this year, and I'm glad that I'm not having to pull mine out yet for this season. Knock wood, it could be jinxing things. So the couple of things here, just real quickly to go through. I'm very excited to, you know, Mike, I'm sure you noted the news this morning that UVA made a hire on the head track and field. He's coming in from Harvard, Brian Fetzer. Don't know him. Don't know a lot about him, but he's a track-oriented guy, and he looks like he's an administrative guy, kind of guy. He's worked in recruiting, it sounds like, and worked in a variety of positions, Southeast Conference, done a wonderful job with recruiting for Harvard. And he's a track-oriented coach, it sounds like, sprints and jumps, which means that they'll be bringing in most likely an assistant distance coach. Of course, when Jason Vigilante was here, he was a distance coach, and he was also the head coach, which was the same thing with Fred Bingley back in the late 80s, early through, all the way through. Bingley was here for over a decade. He was a distance guy and the head coach. You don't see that real often. Most of the time, the head coach is more the multi-event type person.
Right.
It sounds like this is what Coach Fetzer is. I look forward to meeting him and hope he's going to be a good friend of the community and that he'll continue on the tradition of having a good relationship with Town and Gown, with our Charlottesville runners. So we're excited about that. And I trust Little Page. I think he tends to do a really good job in his hiring. And we have some wonderful coaches here in the non-revenue sports. And I got to believe that this is going to be yet another a good hire. And what an exciting time for someone to come in here. And it's kind of a lead into the next, segue into the next thing I want to talk about is the UVA track. All kinds of rumors swirling around. Let me clarify a few things. Number one, we are going to be able to use the UVA track. We've talked about this a little bit already, but it's official. The public, meaning we, that's us, the non-UVA students or faculty, the community folks, we are going to be able to use the track just the same way we were prior to the renovation, which is fantastic news. They dropped $7 million on this beautiful facility. And it is beautiful, Mike. It's really, really, I mean, top of the line facility. And it's we've gone from having one of the worst tracks in the conference, having one of the best facilities in the United States. And that's what a gateway into Kloeckner and Davenport now. It's a beautiful entranceway. So that's going to happen. Now, here's the question that's swirling around. When is that going to happen? Well, there's all kinds of talk that, oh, yeah, before the Christmas, you'll be able to go running up there. The New Year's, the first week of January, you'll be able to run up there. Nope, it's got a cure. It's going to take several weeks, if not a couple of months, at least for it to cure. If you get on that track too early, if we hit it prematurely, it works on the surface in a bad way, and that surface will be bubbling and peeling in 8 or 10 months. I'll never forget this. Back in the early 80s, when we rushed to have the track resurfaced at UVA because they were hosting ACCs. And the ACCs, of course, late April, blah, blah, blah. They were doing it in the winter. They ran into construction issues, rain issues. It was a wet winter in spring. So they got the thing just finished up literally the week before, 10 days before conference meet, and had the conference meet, and that track was peeling up 10 months, a year later, you know, little sections of it rippling up and peeling up. It was just really it's like anything else, a foundation of any home, you wait to have things cure. So we ask folks not to, please, this relationship we have with UVA is very special in that they have continued to treat us. And somebody doesn't think it's a treat, it is a treat for us to be able to use a facility. Let's not be climbing the fence. They've had some issues with folks trespassing already, climbing the fence and trying to be the first one to run a lap on the track or first time they want to run. Come on, please. 10-miler opened its entries last week. Go to SchultzelTrackClub.org. There is no rush to enter unless you want to get in at a less expensive price. This is a race that stays open all the way pretty much till day before the race. So not like the woman's 4-miler where it opened and closed in 8 hours. So no beating yourself up up to get into it, and make sure you get your training in. Go along very conservatively as you're training for it, and think about signing up later on. If you do want to get in at a less expensive price, then go ahead and sign up now. 10-mile training program continues to be open if anybody wants to come out, although I would say at this point, novices, people that are just coming off the couch, we're about 6-7 weeks into the program, probably a little late to be. Program one did 3 miles the other day, Mike.
That's awesome.
It's huge.
That's great.
Huge. So, but it took them 6 weeks to get there. And then, you know, knock wood, where the injuries have been very low and minor at this point. We had a few hiccups, and we continue to, as anybody listening should always do, communicate with your coach or your supervisor, whoever you're connected to. So in the case of the 10-mile training program, I always tell people, communicate with me quickly so we can nip stuff early on in the process. New Year's Day 5K, the Schultzel Track Club. Boys and Girls Club are the recipient again this year. They got a nice little chunk of dollars last year, nice little year-end boost or start-of-the-year boost, and that's great. And I'm excited because my good friend Kate Lambert, who is the development director for 7 years at VIA, and most people that know me well know that Virginia Institute of Autism is one of my real pets and one of my real passions in this community. And she did a wonderful job there, and sadly for VIA, but gladly for her in the sense that it was good, not career change because she loved working at VIA, but just an exciting move. She's now over at the Boys and Girls Club. So that'll be one of the first big checks she gets over there, be from the Schultzel Track Club, which is really neat, Mike, because Kate Lambert is in the 10-miler training program. First time ever.
Very nice.
She's moving along beautifully. I saw her this morning. She was out there at 5:30 at the track with her friend Kelly Hawking, chugging along. They were actually doing some pickups on the track, which was really neat to see. And I called out to Kate, actually, a quick tip here. It was 50 degrees this morning at 5:30, 48, 45, somewhere in there. It was nice and comfortable.
Right.
And she had on a winter running jacket.
Yeah.
And I noticed lap after lap she had on. And then they were starting to do these pickups. And I yelled, hey, Kate, you're going to get overheated. You're going to get less. You know, we talked about this with you, Mike, a few weeks ago with your time trial. So
she
took it off, totally comfortable. And I'm sure, you know, you put the jacket back on when you're cooling down, but you're in the middle of steaming things up. So anyway, New Year's Day 5K, encourage folks to sign up for that. There is a new New Year's Eve race on the same, you know, it's the day before, little old Charlottesville. So that's part of, I gather, First Night Virginia, and I think that's Saturday morning, the 31st. And I'm not affiliated with that event, so I don't have information on it, but I suspect you can find it through the First Night Virginia.
Gotcha.
So if you can't do it on New Year's Day, you know, hit the one the day before. You got a couple of choices there. Pretty cool.
Right.
Congrats to Sophie Spidell. She ran the Hellgate 100K a couple Saturdays ago. I finally got myself together on gathering information from her. She was the fifth woman overall. She ran a 17-minute PR, Mike. 14 hours and 41 minutes. Fantastic.
Wow.
And like I said, fifth woman overall. Congrats to our godmother of, you know, ultra running locally. She's, you know, counselor over at St. Anne's and assistant lacrosse coach. And cool thing about this event, Mike, it's a Hellgate 100K. Kind of cool name.
Yeah.
It's 66.6 miles in length.
That's great.
Isn't that weird?
I like that. That's
a little
funny.
Devilish distance there for us. Some call it Hellgate. I think that is about it. I'm gonna take a week off next week, and then we'll be back with our countdown of the top 10 local running stories
Very
of the
cool.
year. And oh my gosh, like every single year, we've got some really cool ones. We'll count them down and see if you can predict what they're going to be.
Okay.
And then
we'll
kick off the new year. I'm so excited, and I look back on 2011 with a lot of fond memories, a lot of fond running memories, meeting so many new and neat people. I've formed so many new friendships, as I'm so blessed to do, not only with the business, but particularly with my coaching. So many tough and determined people and really good listeners. I find that many of them have become, they're really locked into this notion that if you listen to the coach mm-hmm. and understand that he has your best interest in mind, you're probably going to get through this okay and
right.
be pretty injury-free, which is always the big goal. I was talking to Amy Martin this morning at the track about this, about how good a listener she is and how four kids, they're all, I think they're like 7 or 8 years old and younger. She's a physician's assistant. Whew, just exhausted watching her run around. And yet she manages to get her training in, stay knock wood, injury free. How does she do that? She manages her running properly. She does the rolling and the stretching and runs easy on her recovery
right.
days and could go on and on. So, and Mike, real quick, one of the 10-miler training program folks called me yesterday. I was going to mention this earlier, and I'm just thinking
sure.
about it now. And she said, you said in your last email that we need to contact you if we have a question, we're going to change our program around or whatever.
Right.
And she goes, So I hope it's okay to call you. I said, no, please, let's chat. What's the question? She goes, well, my longest run of my life is coming up. It's a 6-miler on Saturday. She goes, I'm in program 3 or 4. And I said, okay. She says, it's going great. I'm loving it. But because of a scheduling conflict, I've got to change my midweek run, and I got to move it to Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
And she goes, is that okay? And I said, oh, I'm glad you called. It is not okay. Not okay for you to move your midweek run, which is your second longest run of the week, to move it in right belly to back.
Right, because then you're back
belly,
to back, big
back
guys.
Back to back, yeah, so to your long run. So it was a good conversation. I said, rather, I think she was supposed to do 4. I said, do 2 or 3 miles, because she's new and she's trajectorying right now. She's, you know, adding her mileage a little bit each week, and we don't
right.
want to tip the scale. So when we communication, but anyway, great year, and again blessed with all of the wonderful gifts of this sport. So we'll talk to you in the new year, everyone. Stay on your feet over the holidays. Continue to exercise, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.